Hey, podcast listener. Are you working so hard you wonder if the money is even worth it? If you're like most CPAs I work with, you have way too much to do, you feel relentless deadline pressure, and worst of all, you feel torn between serving clients and being with family. What if I told you you could work a 40-hour week without losing a dime? I know it sounds impossible, but my Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind is designed for CPAs just like you who want to get their lives back. Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind is launching soon. In it, you'll learn how to start getting your time back week by week, make your workload manageable while still bringing in plenty of revenue, what to put in your packages and how to price them, and so much more. Don't leave your future to chance. CPA Mastermind will get you on the sane, profitable path you've been searching for. With unlimited coaching, your success is guaranteed. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to learn more. Dates, times, pricing, it's all there. Welcome to the Business Strategy for CPAs podcast, where I help overworked CPAs go down to 40 hours and then down to 25 hours without giving up revenue. My name is Geraldine Carter. Today, I want to give you a really simple way to improve how you communicate the value you create for clients. If you're not great at communicating the value you create, you might be defaulting to selling accounting to clients. Selling accounting is less valuable than what accounting does. So if you don't know how to convert from what accounting is to what accounting does, you're likely pricing too low because the client needs to perceive the value to justify the prices. And even though the value is there, you're creating it. If you're not communicating it, the client might not be perceiving it. And then you can't price to capture the value that you've created and therefore might be leaving money on the table. What you need are the words to translate between what accounting is and what accounting does. And the words to translate are so that. That's it. That's all. So that. If you don't use so that, you're likely to be selling month-end financials, business tax returns, personal tax returns, business structure analysis, financial analysis, help with IRS letters, tax planning, cash flow forecasting, and so on. Sometimes your clients can't connect the dots between those things and what those things do. They can't connect the dots between what those things are and what the value is to them. When you use the word so that to connect the dots between what accounting and tax is to what it does, suddenly the value you create becomes clear to your buyer and they're much more likely to engage. Let me give you an example of a client who just used this example of so that to shift how he talked about his services for his clients. What he did was go through his entire list of services, and for each line item, he added the words so that and forced himself to translate. Now, in doing this, you might have to do so that more than once per line item because you need to chase the thread all the way down. So here's how it sounded. Business and personal returns became business and personal returns done right the first time so that you don't face fines and penalties. Calculate and send estimated taxes became don't pay interest and penalties. Business structure analysis turned into get in the right business structure and get the paperwork filed correctly the first time so you save yourself time, headache, hassle, and capture savings the right way from the get-go and make adjustments as your business grows with you. Consultation with a financial advisor or business lawyer became get the best possible advice and make sure your plans get implemented. Tax forecast and planning anytime it's needed became get proactive to save the most possible in taxes. Monthly financial analysis turned into make sure you know where your money's going, make sure you like your spending choices and adjust them if need be. Budgeting, which sounds so terrible and boring and tedious, became always have enough money or know how much you're going to need to come up with, which sounds way more appealing if I'm allowed to input my own opinion. And unlimited consulting sounds really nice, but like really who wants unlimited consulting? unlimited consulting became, we can discuss your situation so you know what to do next. Knowing what to do next sounds way more valuable than unlimited consulting. So here's what happened for the client who went through each line item of his services and then repackaged and repriced, knowing that he wanted to trim his client roster a bit to reduce his hours. His client roster and his workload shrank 19%, and his monthly revenue increased 30%. Revenue up 30%, workload down 20%. This is the power of translating what accounting is into what accounting does, using the words so that. For you, wherever you have your services listed, go through them one by one and keep asking so that until you know not just what it is, but what it does. Then you'll be much better able to communicate to your client the value you create for them without them having to understand the nature of the work you do. Then you'll be able to show your client, you'll be able to help them connect the dots between how working with you actually gets them closer to what they want. When you use so that to translate the work you do into the value you create for your clients, it's better for your clients, it's better for your accounting practice, it's better for you and your life on your one trip through space. Have an amazing day. And I'll see you next week. Hi again. Would you rather spend your weekends outside playing or at your desk? In Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind, we put an end to overworking while maintaining revenue. Go to geraldinecarter.com to learn more. Dates, times, pricing, it's all there.